This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Special edition of The Doctor is In. That is Dr. Rashid Batar, and we are getting ready to do some advanced medicine midweek because we're both heading to San Diego for the best answer for cancer. And since I was heading back from the hosers up there in Canada. Yeah, I was in Canada. Absolutely, Dr. Batar, you're not a hoser, at least unless you're in Canada. You're not in Canada, are you?
I'm not.
I can't tell you all the nice and wonderful things, Dr. Batar, that was said about you by Ty Bollinger when we were up there in Canada together.
I'm sure it was really nice.
He was like, tell Rashid Butters, and then he continued to make stuff up. It was hilarious, but I wish we were all together. So we'll have fun together, though, starting tomorrow in San Diego. So anyway, we got lots to talk about, of course. First and foremost, best answer for cancer. It's been a few years since you've been at it. This is the first time I'm attending, and a lot of doctors are coming for CME credits, learning how to integrate more holistic supportive therapies into their practice, whether they're oncologists or not. Certainly the focus is on cancer.
Yeah, it's actually an integrative oncology society. I guess they're about 16, 17 years in the making now, and I have been a keynote speaker there a number of years ago, and it's usually a pretty good conference. It's not that big, maybe 300-400 doctors, but at least in the past, I have no idea what the size is now.
Well, and I know a lot, there's lay audience as well. They don't get CMEs. They don't need them, but I think they're open to being there. So a lot of folks will come by and look forward to seeing you. So we'll have a good time. But the idea here, of course, is to get information that, as we know, the FDA is not prone to cover with an open mind. First story of the day here as we dive into advanced medicine describes this just horrific state. And this is Slate Magazine Online, which is typically a very far left-leaning publication, which is a worshiper of science. So it's really a shocking thing that they put this article out there. But it's a story about FDA fraud, fabrication, scientific misconduct, not necessarily done by the FDA, but covered up by the FDA. Did you take a look at this and you go, once again, when these heads of medical journals say we don't know what's legitimate science anymore, this validates that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that among the non-pharmaceutically oriented businesses and the public that wants to have the right to make their own choices, I think among that population, the inherent flaws with the FDA are quite well known. But when, as you said, the groups that normally adhere to this agenda with the with Big Pharma, et cetera, when they bring this out, it certainly is even more scandalous. And it's nothing surprising. I'm not surprised by that. You know, Robert, that it's, anytime you have a big organization and you have more than three decision makers, you're going to end up having the Mexican bazaar scenarios and, you know, do this for me and I'll get this done and so on and so forth. And, you know, you scratch my back type of thing. And we know also from past reviews where every major head of pharmaceutical company, any major executive of any major pharmaceutical company has either previously worked for or has a contract to work for in the future with the FDA. Or, excuse me, I think it's a vice.
It's a revolving door that's very known.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's funny because we know the FDA listens to this show just in case we say something too correct.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't like that, right?
Yeah. We're just bringing up what was already written, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, nothing new here. Move along. Nothing to see. No, this is very important because, you know, one of the examples, and this was done by New York University students, actually. This was like a student project with a professor, and what they found out was stunning. Perhaps maybe that's why Slate is covering it. It comes out from a liberal university, research university. And yet what they found is just, again, if you are a believer in the Church of Scientism or Scientific Mysticism pharmaceutical division, it's got to be disheartening to say, you know, if you're genuinely, sincerely into science and you like the scientific process and you like that it reveals facts or truths that from those facts that you can conclude, you go, I can't conclude anything legitimately except that I don't know, again, what is real, what is not. Therefore, that religious dogma should be called into question from the word go because it's not supposed to be a religion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The author of this article, or who it's being written about, says that they themselves, along with some of their students, looked at roughly 600 clinical trials with all the different documents that went along with those trials in which the researchers running the trials failed the FDA inspection. And, you know, when you start looking at 600 clinical trials, and this is only what they found, the 600 that failed, it was pretty interesting that number. I mean, you would expect there to be a high number. You and I, knowing what we know, would expect a high number. But honestly, 600 failed trials, and now look at how many 600 times, let's say there's a drug per trial, at 600 drugs, and then how many, you know, tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands to potentially millions of people per drug. So it has a huge, huge implication.
Yeah, and the particular study that they reference supporting the, I believe it was an antibiotic called Ketek that was brought out to market. And it ended up being very dangerous. By the way, the 483s, they described this in the article and in their study. This is a standard thing. When the FDA comes to inspect you as a manufacturer, it could be a pharmaceutical company, could be a dietary supplement company. 483s are given all of the time. It's pretty routine, but typically they're made public by law. It's a 483. It's a public issue. You know, you can look it up. But in this case, they're hiding what these 483s, if they occurred, and what was in them. Like, it's like a top secret information protecting those clinical trials that were fraudulent.
What do you mean, as if they were? That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
That's exactly what it was.
There you go. I was playing the censorship game, just so you can catch me.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I probably would play the game with you, but I know that the FDA listens to us.
Oh, okay.
And so I want them to know that, you know.
We're on to them.
I want them to know that these type of things, you know, this is what it means to be an American, to be free, to live in the greatest land on the planet. Mm-hmm. But this is what happens. I mean, we're told that we're free, but yet there are these types of subversive actions that are taking place, and the bodies that are appointed to guard us, you know, the FDA, the various regulatory bodies that are supposed to be put in place for safety, to protect the public, They have failed. They failed in the vaccine industry. They failed in the food. I mean, this other story that we're going to be talking about with the 85% toxicity, they failed in every aspect, the drugs, the foods, the injections, everything that we're putting in the body, water, exactly.
Yeah.
They have completely and utterly failed at their mission. And their mission, which was very clearly delineated, is for the protection of the public. And they are not protecting the public. They're protecting their masters.
Yeah, by the way, you Fear and Death Administration bureaucrats, Trump has it in for you. I'm telling you, maybe that's why they don't like Trump, because part of his goal, and we get, you know, some insight into what's going on, even though there's a lot of things that are confusing because of the way the mainstream media covers it. But he part of why he went in there is to dismantle the regulatory state, because it's an abject failure. It gets in the way of good things and basically props up the things that are very dangerous.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Robert. The only thing is that the person that he placed in the as the head of the FDA, that we covered this in a couple of...
Scott Gottlieb. Yeah, no, not a guy that we're real favorable toward, unless he takes his orders from Trump to dismantle the regulatory state, then fine, he's just going to be following orders from Trump. But again, yes, that's why I say there's some level of... It's not readily obvious in every area that he's putting in a person that would be favorable toward, for instance, more natural medicines, therapies, and real environmentally safe substances and things. But at the same time, again, all indications are pointing toward his overreaching goal is to say, you guys, eliminate these regulations. If you propose one, eliminate two. So some of this has to be a positive step, even though it's scary for a lot of folks.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I'm not necessarily a person that says, you know, more natural stuff should go in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about this natural synthetic component. I think you remember that one show when I had that lady, that nurse practitioner that called her from California, and she started saying something, some kind of accolade that, you know, about me being, I don't know, some of the greatest natural healer or something, and I cut her off. And
right.
You remember when I said that what's so natural about sticking a metal object and giving a synthetic amino acid into somebody and infusing it into the body?
Mm-hmm.
And at the break, you told me what to beat up somebody that's, you know, given you an accolade. But the point is, though, that, you know, we have to differentiate between, you know, is natural always better? Well, mm-hmm. Natural is more assimilable in the system, but natural many times is not necessarily better if the person that's using the natural substance is using it like a drug, meaning to cover up the symptom. So I have no problem using a synthetic substance if it's one, the criteria for me is it has to be, you know, anything you put in the body for 7 days to elicit a response, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be okay. It's when you go beyond 7 days, when you start getting put on a drug for the rest of your life type of thing, that's where a lot of problems arise. Short term, everything is, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay. If you need to use it for an extraordinary circumstance, for example, you know, somebody gets shot, okay, and you need to intubate them. Well, you need to paralyze them, and you can't paralyze them with a natural substance, so you paralyze them so you can intubate them, and then you reverse it, you know, and it's something that the drug's in the system for.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Again, advanced medicine, as we continue with Dr. Bitar here, is not about only natural stuff. And of course, the word natural doesn't have a real definition in government. You know, when we talk about food being organic, there are standards there that mean something. Whether you agree or disagree with them, that's another discussion. But the idea here, as far as healing or helping people out of crisis, life and death matters. And I said this in my lecture, Dr. Bitar, to the Canadians. I said, even though your system, which is a socialized single-payer system, some of you love it. Some of you recognize the shortcomings of that. Really only covers the synthetic, toxic pharmaceutical stuff, and which is fine for emergency trauma interventions. But everything else, it's a disaster. And I think they're starting to get that. But the idea here is healers will utilize whatever is necessary to heal you. But if they go beyond, as you said, that, like, for instance, that 1 week short-term, short-burst use of something synthetic, they're now crutching out. They're failing their mission in terms of correcting the underlying problem, if that ever was their mission.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And, you know, they are. I even have – I sound lax here. I know that you're used to me being pretty hardcore, but I sound lax in this. But there are certain drugs, for example, a statin drug, you know, or there's certain types of drugs that are absolutely I see them as only malpractice. I see them as only things that one day – the powers that be, or the one that the public will realize that to use this drug even for one day is just absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like consuming margarine. You know, there's no justifiable reason unless you're trying to grease up the axle of your vehicle that you should be using margarine. So there are certain things like that where it's absolutely no way should a person use them. But again, I'm glad that you and I don't think we've ever really talked about this definition of natural or synthetic.
Sure.
It's really, you know, I think that that's one reason that they're more alternative, if you want to use that word alternative, you know how much I hate that word, but there's probably more alternative doctors that dislike me than conventional doctors. And that's because I call them out on their BS. This is the same problem with a lot of the people in the natural industry, is where they will say, natural is better, 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 you know, synthetic is bad, 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 and then they'll use a natural substance to cover up the symptoms. So the problem is that we're treating symptoms, and we're not treating the underlying causation, and that's really where the key is.
Sure.
And that's where I think, and it's not just in medicine, it's in everything, you know, in the economy. If you've got a problem with like healthcare, or you've got a problem with real estate market, or you got stuff with the financial markets, and if you sit there and you prop up a system, it's not going to last for that long. And if you look at our history on the planet, you know, we're just a blip in the time frame.
Right.
And nature just does not tolerate something for nothing for very long.
Well, Dr. Batar, of the holistic professions, if you will, I had an example up in Canada, some friends who, one particular was dealing with cravings, food cravings, and, somebody at the health food store suggested they take a form of chromium called picolinate, which is picolinic acid, right, bound to a chromium molecule, which is cellular waste. And it's like, if it benefits at all, it's fraction, but it's not natural. Yet you could say picolinic acid is natural, but you start combining it in unnatural ways, you don't have a food that the body necessarily recognizes as a benefit. So when I utilize the chromium mineral in a food form, it's transformative. It's reversing type 2 diabetes readily and regularly. And again, so that's the point of, I like to call out those who consider themselves natural when they're using these things that aren't really. So let's be truthful about what we're doing and labeling it appropriately.
Exactly. It's all about sustainability. And if it's not sustainable, then it's just not something that we should be involved in. It's not something that we should put our focus towards and put our efforts towards, because that's really what the key is, sustainability. And I think that whether you're talking about agriculture, or you're talking about the economy, or you're talking about your own personal health, it's all the same. It's all applicable.
How would you describe, and you're going to be talking about an allicin-stabilized garlic to address the cancer group that we're going to be with together. Allicin is a natural compound from nature, from garlic. Stabilizing it, maybe it's not so stable in nature, but I haven't found any evidence of toxicity of utilizing this form of garlic, if you want to call it that. So where would you put that in the measure of things?
Well, I would put it into that category of where all pharmaceuticals, all drugs actually came from somebody, you know, the ancient witch doctor, medicine man was trying to elicit a response, so he was using herbs, and so we've gone through this evolution where now we've got man regulating the use of these herbs, and they've now synthesized the components from these herbs and called them drugs. So really, it's all one and the same. It's just when we have to start looking at where in the body and how in the body does this particular substance work. And so in this particular case that you're talking about with the alanase is something that comes from alanine, which is naturally found in garlic. And then with the presence of alanine with the alanase enzyme, you have allicin that's produced. And allicin is like a transitory state, so it's fluctuating constantly.
Right. Stand by. We got to fluctuate on a commercial break here. We'll be back to answer these questions and more with Dr. Rasha Batar, Advanced Medicine. Bonus time, middle of the week here on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Vitar, I had to interrupt you going to break here, but fascinating discussion. And we're getting a sneak preview of the CME presentation you're going to do for the doctors in San Diego. You're talking about Alanase, Alicin. These things can be complex, but I think you can follow the train of thought here readily, the way you're describing it. Go back through that again so people can understand what this is and why they might want to use it.
So allylene is naturally found in garlic. Alanase is an enzyme that converts that naturally found substance into a substance called allicin. And that's the issue with allicin. Think of it as the immune system of garlic is really what it comes down to. And it's a fluctuating component, and it's been difficult to stabilize this. What's really interesting is that the use of this substance in various types of pathology is very, very well documented. And believe it or not, the FDA people that are listening to this will really enjoy this. I mean, I'm not sure I'm just going to throw them into a tizzy here, because a lot of my slides, a lot of my material, I got from the National Institute of Health site. So they've got a lot of published data that's on the government's National Institute of Health site that talks about the prevention of cancer utilizing this particular technique. And they go into a number of different aspects. So there's autophagy is the most important part of this, which a lot of people, I'll clarify what autophagy is, or some people pronounce it as autophagy, is actually a type of apoptosis. So it's kind of like apoptosis 2, if you will. And it's essentially like self-digestion. There was a great article that was written. It's not a medical article. It's just a review that talks about how important autophagy is, because it's essentially getting rid of the old and allowing the new to come in.
Is the allicin inducing this process?
Exactly. The mechanism of allicin has been postulated to be autophagy, and there's been a number of different studies that have now concluded that that is, in fact, what the mechanism of action is, one of the mechanisms of action. What's interesting, though, is that autophagy is equated to basically slowing down the aging process. It's actually anti-inflammatory. It's one of the most potent forms of antioxidation. And so they talk about how can you induce autophagy. And they go through the three ways that people can do this. One is exercise, one is fasting, and one is reduction of carbohydrate intake. Very interesting, those three are the techniques that you can use to induce autophagy. And then the article went on to talk about the new utilization of medications, certain pharmaceuticals that are going to elicit autophagy. So one of those classes was the anti-epileptic drugs, the anti-seizure drugs. But, of course, then they do address and acknowledge that, well, you know, the problem is that if you start using these drugs, there's also side effects. So, you know, is there any other way of doing it? Not really. Go out, exercise fast, and reduce your carbohydrate intake. Well, now there is a way to actually induce autophagy, and that is using this high concentration stabilized allicin. So I'm really excited, because even the company that's that is manufacturing this, they weren't aware of this research. And so our protocol that we're putting together now has been very successful at what we have put it for, but I haven't utilized it on a bigger scale from a prevention standpoint. And the fact that we are now able to see this research that's been done, because I've seen the benefits in this in cardiovascular disease and in cancer firsthand, personally watching patients that we've, you know, taken through a program over the last 10 months.
Yes.
And I am more than impressed with this. But now to see how it's applicable for everybody. In fact, my whole family is being put on it.
So. Well, Dr. Bitar, are we going to be able to meet some of the folks from this company when we're in San Diego? Do you know?
No. Okay. I don't think that there'll be anybody there. There may be, but I'm not 100% sure, no.
All right. Because I first used an allicin stabilized garlic. I don't know if it's 20 years ago now. It's ridiculous. A long time ago, when I had a patient who I've told this story over the years, who came to me he's a teenager, 17, 18 years of age. He's pre-med. He wants to go to medical school. He's now a doctor. But again, this is a long time ago. And he had already been butchered by gastroenterology because of colitis and Crohn's. And he had a colostomy bag. And so he was on Cipro every day. They said, you're on Cipro for life, which, you know, is a death sentence ultimately. You cannot be on that forever. And he came to me for help. It's like, hey, can I get off this stuff? Now, of course, I use homeopathy. I've used silver some at that point, although not as much as I know how to use it today. But one of the key things that stopped his reliance on the antibiotic drug was this allicin stabilized garlic. I don't know if it was the same company. Honestly, it's been many years. So I've had some experience in seeing the power of this as well as the safety. There was no negative effect in this young man. And I find it very fascinating that now you're taking it to another level here. I'm very, very, very happy to hear about it.
Well, you know, the thing is, Robert, it's the truth will become self-evident. My dad always said that, you know, truth will sustain itself, whether it's, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But it will sustain itself. So I'm not surprised that what I'm working on right now is something that you were aware of in the past, and that truth has sustained itself. What is interesting, though, is that of all the allicins that have been tested, the vast majority of the products don't have measurable stabilized allicin within them. There's only maybe three or four companies that actually do seem to have stabilized allicin, and their range is anywhere from 80 to 120. I think the highest stabilized allicin content is 300 parts per million. And so that's been pretty much the main standard, and that's been been the highest that they've been able to measure stabilized allicin. And this new methodology, measured by liquid and gas chromatography mass spectrometry, so it's confirmed with two different types of methodologies,
mm-hmm.
has measured up to 7,600 parts per million. So it's
wow, that'll take efficiency up over the top in a big way.
Absolutely. Now, they can't make that 7,600 parts per million from a commercial, as far as a commercially viable product right now, because it's just too intensive a process.
Sure.
But to get sustained levels over 2,200 have been, and that's something that can be made commercially, and it's viable from a cost standpoint.
Mm.
And so, to kind of play around with this stuff and see how it's working. And then there's other things that are combined with that, all natural things that are combined with that to, you know, again, get the synergistic exponential type benefit. But anyway, it's pretty exciting to see where this is going. And I've been excited from this autophagy aspect because nice. I can see the utilization of this being
let's see if we can stimulate some,
in all aspects of disease.
We'll see if we can stimulate some autophagy at the FDA, help Trump along here. This,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to your presentation there. Everybody, folks, if you haven't already signed up, please, you got, you know, a day more. We're going to be starting tomorrow if you're listening live to the Robert Scott Bell Show here midweek. Now, we were talking about the FDA a bit, in addition to the fraudulent cover-ups of science that isn't really science. You know, another thing about the environment is that apparently 85% of all food in the U.S. is now deemed contaminated, not by the EPA, who you think would want to look at this, but the fact is you can look at the meta-analyses of these things and start looking at the analysis and go, boy, oh, boy, glyphosate is everywhere. Atrazine, another pesticide, is almost everywhere. There's so many contaminants in food, water, and air. This is why I've argued to people that you have to take control over that which you have genuine control over. That is more food and water, because air, we can't do a lot in terms of what's outside and what we're breathing. But if we control for everything we have genuine God-given control over, we can overcome a lot. We have a lot of resiliency. Creation is very powerful and adaptable. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that you can't rest on just prayer alone, because a lot of people say, well, I'll just pray it away. It's like, no, that's lazy, and I don't think we're going to be given a pass if we're lazy like that. But if you have genuine control over a certain area of your life and you don't take it, we're being irresponsible at that point.
You know, Robert, the point that you make is 100% valid. I am completely on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
The issue, unfortunately, is that there are certain things that we're not, at least for me, one issue that came up by this particular study, there are some things that we are not in control of. For example,
right.
The quality of air that we breathe, we can't control that.
Yeah, of course.
Some people say, well, what about the water I drink? You can't control that. You can't actually control that, and that's why, you know, you make sure you're either on well water or you filter all your water that comes through the house. And even then, you're not 100% sure if you're getting everything. So this is a major, major issue. There's very little that we have control over. I mean, if you think about it, and sometimes, as you mentioned earlier on the show, you get organic food, and you think you're getting the best, and you end up finding out that, you know, Whole Foods or whatever you're getting your food from that you thought you were getting organic happens to be genetically modified,
right,
and irradiated, but, oh, it's still organic. Or, you know,
yeah, sure.
Mislabeled.
Well, even my garden in my backyard, which, you know, I'm growing it organically, not FDA definition, but, you know, with no added pesticides, et cetera. But I look up in the skies some days, and I'm going, I can't protect it from that. I'm not doing it in a greenhouse. So I know that even the purest of the pure on this planet is not that anymore, which is why we have to take extra efforts to detoxify, a word that skeptics don't seem to acknowledge, which is fine. Let them drink their poison, eat their poison. But the point of what we do as well with advanced medicine is bring that level of awareness that there are not only that you should be aware of it, but what you can do about it.
Well, I am very proud to be involved with you on this show now for over 7 years, because I think we have made somewhat of a dent in the fact that we know that that our friends at the FDA listen to us on a regular basis, because we've received notification of things that have been said.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason we even knew about it. But the point is that it is rewarding to me personally to know that the message is getting out there and the feedback that we get. So I appreciate you for whatever reason that you've allowed me to be on the show with you for this many years.
For whatever reason. I mean, dude, you're bigger than me. You've threatened me time and time again. No, I'm just teasing, obviously. And if Ty had his way, no one would hear from you. So there. But
yeah, exactly.
No,
Ty's bigger than me, so.
He's a big guy. Yes, he is. But really a loving heart. And we kid. We love each other. We kid. That's why we do it. But yeah, no, this is really exciting. Again, to be able to delve in, and I hope y'all, and I know you do, because we hear from you, enjoy our conversations together, and especially when they challenge us, or challenge me, or challenge you to kind of go further, to push a little further, to go into places of that are not always comfortable, because we can get in our own organic bubble as well, and I don't want that to happen either.
Well, that's true, and also I have, I've learned a lot by being on the show, because I hear different perspectives, and sometimes these studies bring up certain things. In fact, right now there's a burning thing in my head, and I'm not sure why. You know, as we this sort of mental absent mindedness, where you know that there's something important, and then you're going to forget it, and you want to make sure that you write it down. And so I'm really anxious for the next break, because I want to ask you something.
We're on the break. Write it down.
Write
it down. Your hair's on fire. Write it down. Put your hair out, and we'll be right back to wrap up Advanced Medicine after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, now that we've got Dr. Batar's hair not on fire anymore, because he was burning his ass, he's like, I got to do it. By the way, we're going to see our buddy Christopher Barr, Dr. Batar. I don't remember if you've ever met him, but he's the one that, you know, we talk about the whole food nutrients, if you will, and the difference that it is for people that have been just trying everything. So I'm really excited to get you guys together, too, when we're together in San Diego.
Awesome.
So, hey, let's wrap up on another of our favorite companies, Merck. They're being sued by thousands of people over their shingles vaccine, the Zostavax, because it's actually causing what it's supposed to prevent, shingles, which is what I've said from the beginning. Also, they're marketing it for people 50 and over, whereas the so-called FDA trials, whether they're legit or not, said it's viable for 60 and older. Yet they say, oh, everybody 50 and over should get it. And, of course, look the other way. Don't do anything because it's the FDA.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those moments of duh potential because having a drug and using it as indicated and then seeing the exact thing that it's supposed to prevent occur is not something new. You know, look at the flu vaccine. Everybody that gets the flu has usually had the flu vaccine. And the only times that I have gotten the flu in my life have been the two times that I got the flu vaccine. Same thing with seizure drugs. What is a side effect of seizure medication? Ongoing seizures. Seizure medications will induce seizures. That is the number one side effect of seizure medication. So this is really not a new concept, that the drugs that have been designed will actually create the problem that they are designed to alleviate. And I think this is quite interesting that it's almost like a trend in big pharma to have drugs that cause the problems that they're supposed to prevent. And I'm only saying that half facetiously because
it's a strange phenomenon. Now, if you kind of think about homeopathy for a second,
mm-hmm.
homeopathy is using the same substance. Like there's a thing for arsenic, for example, or
yes.
Arsenicum album.
So, it's called yes.
Exactly. So there's an interesting thing that the same type of substance, for example, there's also one for mercury, I guess, that these things will actually alleviate the issue that you're dealing with. And it may be that Big Pharma is trying to do the same thing, but they're actually going the opposite. They're actually creating the issue that they're supposedly preventing.
Right.
So light gets rid of like, or light gets rid of, I guess that's, is that the right way of saying it?
Yeah, like cures like, but of course, the different way to use it, of course, is infinitesimal dosing, right? Microdosing, you might even call it nanopharmacology, versus the gross, let's inject it, bypass the immune system in such a way that it overwhelms it, destroys it in the process of trying to elicit what they call their holy grail, the antibody. And as we know from immunology, the antibody is not necessarily sufficient, not that we stand against the antibody and hate the antibody, but even with the antibody, which most of these people already have, they're suffering because of nutrient deficiency, stress that depletes it, all of the things that you talk about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away.
Well, and that my point was going to be that it's interesting that if you look at homeopathy and you look at the way the Big Pharma is going, they're using, in homeopathy, like is curing the actual issue. And here, they're taking something that they're supposed to try to prevent, and they're actually inducing that.
Yes.
So it's actually, they're going on totally diametrically opposed directions. One is using like to get rid of the problem, and the other one is supposedly using something that's not like it, but they're actually creating the problem.
Yeah.
In other words, they're going in the same direction, they're going in the methodology is the same. They're accentuating whatever mm-hmm. they're accentuating, but they're going in the opposite direction. Homeopathy actually works to help a person relieve themselves of whatever their ailment is, and Big Pharma is actually inducing the problem that they're supposedly trying to present.
Disease induction machinery.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's a beautiful way of saying it. Disease induction machinery, because they are inducing the problem that they are supposedly trying to solve.
Yeah, well, I say
and
this.
Again,
the first thing I said to the Canadian audience on the panel discussion I did with Ty and George Nuri from Coast to Coast with Moderating, I said, vaccines are the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence on synthetic drugs, you know, approved by FDA, suppression of all the diseases that it creates or symptoms that it brings about. So one leads to the next. So there's a brilliant, from a business strategy scenario, there with vaccines. Now, as we've talked about, we're not opposed to the idea of vaccines, but the way they are basically implemented to this point, no, there's no way we could stand by them because they're creating disease, not preventing it.
That's exactly right. And I think they're creating disease on generational level.
On purpose. Listen, we're out of time, Dr. Bitar. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, those of you listening live. Join us at The Best Answer for Cancer as we bring the power. Well, I'm not even saying it because, Dr. Bitar, I love it when you say it. Tell them what they need to know.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.